wrestling fans, and welcome to a brand new episode of Squared Circle Society. I am the man with the hat, Daniel Shine, joined as always by Straight Edge Todd, Pugs Dread, and Ozzy V. Gentlemen, how goes your evenings?
Namaste, N-words. It's cracking.
I'm going great.
Ozzy, was it? Well, first thing before we just jump into the movie, because that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Whose first time watch was this?
It was mine.
Okay,
I'm surprised I hadn't seen it earlier.
Oh,
I
am too. Of us.
Okay,
my first time in a very long time. Though,
same here. I had the DVD, but I never bothered. I don't think I've watched it since, you know, 30 years ago, ish.
It's been a while since we've had a Squared Circle Society since Todd lost his smile, and now we're back. We're talking about a movie, so it's good.
I'd rather watch this than wrestling.
Well, we got to cover Eye for an Eye. I mean, that's going to be the greatest thing of all time. So.
Eye for an Eye.
I
love that
movie. It's
not
going to take very long. I have an eye patch that'll do the trick.
Oh, that Eye for an Eye. I want to talk about Kiefer Sutherland and fucking Sally Field.
Hey, Warren, there you go, Pugs. Retro review. But for now, let's talk some
did anybody watch the recent AEW?
Mm.
That sucked.
I'm just confused. So it's like, it seems like a slow build for Cody to turn, but at the end of the match, it's like, oh no, you did your best. And they shake hands and hug and all this stupid stuff.
Yeah. And I wasn't even really talking about like that. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but they fucked up Brian Cage already.
Well, you're not exactly spoiling.
Okay.
You're clear now, dude. Wrestling after a few days if you didn't watch it.
You can't spoil something that, you know.
Well, if you stay off the internet like I do, you can.
Well, yeah. Then we have best. Dan who spoils everything, even when you specifically tell him not to. He still manages to find a way. Dan, shut up. I will hide you.
Dan,
you
don't piss
you're
in
not
my
watching
cereal.
Wrestling.
What? So I don't have a toilet. Dan, stop pissing in my cereal.
Okay,
Dan,
since... Okay. I'm
having toast.
Again, I'm not talking about wrestling. I'm just talking about spoilers in general. You cannot help yourself. If it wasn't annoying, it would be hilarious.
It does get hilarious every now and again, though. But it goes back and forth.
Like, I will literally express I have not seen something, and without skipping a beat, he will talk about what I said.
I was there.
Yeah. Like, immediately. It's not even – does not skip a beat straight to it.
That's his comeback for all the insults and whatever. Instead of coming up with a clever retort, he just holds
well,
it.
Well, no. See, here's the thing. I think my dickness has raised with the more he does it versus the other way.
I believe your dickness has raised. I believe that's called an erection.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, this is getting weird now.
Yeah, I don't know why you got to add words to, you know, brevity's soul to the wit.
It sounds much more elegant that way. Mm-hmm. My levels of dickness
prepare
have
the
raised.
Condom, my dickness has raised.
We need a meter. We need a meter on the screen.
A dick meter?
For thickness before.
You know,
we need to get you a mic before we can get a meter.
You know, next time, Ozzy
starts with letter M.
Remember, next time any of y'all gentlemen are with the woman, just be like, I'm going to give you this thickness.
Yeah. Wait for it to raise.
Cool. Oh, well, on the dickness note, tonight.
Let's start grunting.
See, yeah, Ozzy, we're being stupid here, too.
No, I appreciate that.
All right. So, this film is a 1985 project from director Alan Holzman. And this one follows a documentary crew who set out to unravel one of professional wrestling's most closely guarded secrets. Is former champion Mad Dog Joe DiCurso now wrestling as The Mask? Okay, so
is Dan going to spoil it out of the gate?
Yeah,
I'm just going to say this right off the bat. I forgot how LA-centric this movie was, especially because isn't it Georgia Championship Wrestling? Yeah. Yeah, they're at the Grand Olympic constantly. Oh, you see them walking around LA. It was
one of the scenes took place in Anaheim, which
The Wally George thing. A
block away from where that was filmed.
Yeah. I popped for Wally George because I remember him quite a bit from my childhood.
I bet you did, Todd. I bet you did.
I have his episode with XPW on DVD somewhere. So
nerd. Well, Ozzy and Pugs, you are first time watchers of the film, so I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say.
Ozzy, I'll let you take the opening.
I loved it from the very beginning, although I was kind of skeptical, thinking that it was a angle setting up for an AEW dark match. I laughed so hard when they asked. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but one of the first gags where they mentioned, you know, what happened to this individual. And they mentioned his championship status, and the commissioner just looked puzzled. And it's like, wow, it's like I'm watching AEW. Like, they don't just flat say, what are you talking about? Of course he's not, you know. But
all I'm going to say is another world champion who wants to retire with the belt.
Yeah.
Did
who
it
doesn't, tri- though? Who doesn't?
Did it trigger you, though? Because I know it did for me. The changing of rules, like getting pinned in a battle royal and a lot of that, calling an arm drag a slam. You know, there were more than a few instances that were like,
yeah, isn't he the one who, like, about 2 minutes ago just yelled out nerd? I'm just saying.
Okay. So here's the thing, like, from the very beginning, the table is set for you not to take this movie seriously. So
yeah.
when if you're looking at this and you're like, hey, wait a second, that's an arm drag, not a body slam. It's like,
you're coming in with the wrong attitude.
You know, like, it's almost like me watching AEW expecting a sports-based product. It's just not going to happen.
I love this, by the way.
I spend my time, and in exchange for my time, I get the equivalent of a 5-year-old with some crayons telling me they drew Vincent Van Gogh. Good job. You tried your best.
It bothers me. It's a body slam. I get it's a comedy, but an arm drag's an arm drag. A body slam is a goddamn body slam.
I stand by my statement.
Don't you think that was by design? Because they ask the ring announcer his, you know, if he thinks, you know, so-and-so, but the ring announcer replies that he wanted to be a psych major and all these people are crazy. So for a commentator not even to call moves what they are actually makes, like, it's a lot of sense in this world.
He made Ozzy look good. No, I'm sorry. I had to get a dig in.
Stuff your sorries in a sack.
Did you pop for exotic Adrian Street? A little before my time, but man, that Street was awesome. So far ahead of his time. What'd you think, Pugs?
I was able to get it in twice.
Oh, nice.
The first time, I think I was tired, and I just was not feeling it. I'm like, I think I would love this movie if I wasn't fucking tired. So the second time I saw it, I had a pretty good time.
So, you made sure to take it out to a nice dinner. You set the mood up this time.
Me and Adrian Street, man.
You didn't just go through the motions.
No. Yeah, it's fun. I was a little concerned about the opening, though. I'm like, oh, is this a black and white? It's going to be weird. What am I watching? And then it ends up being like super fun. So Hold on.
Did you say, is this going to be in black and white? Is this going to end up being weird?
Yes. Eraserhead style, which also would be kind of cool. Remember, when the first time I saw it, I was like super tired. I could barely keep my eyes open. I love Clerks.
Okay.
but no, this is no Clerks.
No, I understand.
He loves, it's not the black and white thing. He likes stuff that's black and white. I know what you're getting at, Ozzy. All
right. Oh, yeah, no.
I just black didn't want it shit. To be like the Daniel Clamp in Gremlins 2, where this time in color and with a happier ending.
Yes.
No,
that's the other half he's parodied off of. Because it's Trump and Turner.
Right.
There was some shit that I forgot, like the big ass Confederate flag that was hanging over the ring. It
was like, Georgia Wrestling Association. So
yeah,
it should still be there if you ask me, but no one asked me.
Hey, we also had a KKK member in the cast, Dick Murdoch, at one time. So
you're allowed to have your own opinion of things. Stop being assholes to everybody.
Damn. Yeah.
Hey, Dan, just come out with it. It's all right.
Yeah.
That's messed up. I like this movie a lot, actually. I remember when I go to the video store and Sunburst Video, shout out for anybody that remembers that in Washington State. And I'd always go back. You'd have Grunt. You'd have Body Slam.
I'm really sorry. Did you say Sunburst Video?
Sunburst Video, the local mom and pop.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Washington?
Washington State, but I don't know if it was everywhere. It was just, you know, Richland.
Well, if Pasco. It was a mom and pop, it, by definition, it wouldn't be everywhere.
Well, there was at least two because there was one in Pasco.
It's not an arm bar.
But I would always go to the wrestling section and it would be Grunt. You'd have Body Slam. And I don't know if you guys remember.
I've seen if you can say the one. There's one I'm waiting for.
Is it? I don't think so, because I was actually going to say, I can't remember the name, but do you guys remember that?
Ready to Rumble, duh.
I like to hurt people. Later.
I like to hurt people, but that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember the VHS where it was like exposing the wrestling business, like how the moves are done and everything? That was like, oh my God, that made me so angry.
Oh, fucking nerds.
I was a kid.
Oh my God.
Still real to me, damn it.
It's still real to you.
I have that. We should watch that and do a commentary over it.
Well, now it's fine. But
were you okay with the A&E documentary at the same time?
Not then, no. It upsets me.
Oh my God. You know you didn't have to watch it.
Well, I'm just saying. A little kid once.
I don't know if you've noticed on the remote, there's these arrows.
Oh,
well, go up and down.
How am I going
to
do that?
He has to get up and push buttons. It literally is called like exposing the wrestling business. So it kind of tells you what the fuck does this mean? Dan didn't even like to read back then.
They're exposing themselves in these matches? This is
Wait a second. Maybe they're exposing the merchandising and how they get paid. You know, this will be really interesting.
Well, why would you have that back in the section where that you got the kids renting, you know, SummerSlam 92? Because you know
they
I mean?
All like, need to learn, Dan. They can't be like you and Phil believe it's Santa Claus.
God, shut up, Todd.
Wait.
God, Dan. Child Dan was very upset is all I'm going to say. Adult Dan is mildly upset.
No, adult Dan is very upset.
But it shouldn't have happened is all I'm going to say there.
I remember watching the Network Special.
What?
It was a special before it
so
was a VHS.
You said adult Dan was mildly upset. Child Dan was incredibly upset.
Mildly upset. Adult Dan's mildly upset. It shouldn't happen. But it's more I'm upset.
So I'm guessing then as a child he had like a full-blown meltdown in the middle of the video.
Beating this bullshit. We need to speak to their manager.
Didn't you guys have a family member?
You know what's funny, but here's the thing that's weird. The same nerd in him should be super upset that this, like, it's not real. Like, you can't pretend it's the wrestling because it's all real in this movie. Like, the sport is kayfabed in the movie.
It's Naked Gun style.
Yeah. Well, yes, but that's a movie versus a video that was like exposing what I love.
But I mean,
didn't you all have some family member that just delighted in telling you it was fake all the time?
No, we were loved.
Well, that's messed up. I will say
my grandmother was almost punched my father for telling her it was fake.
Go, Granny. Well, there you
go. Go, Granny.
I wish she actually followed through.
Hit him with a chair shot.
He didn't have a brown grandmother, so.
Get the chancla.
Fucking around.
It's not real unless they're both wearing masks. So
anyways.
It was one of the facial creams she got carried away.
Dude, she was able to peel that shit throat like a frisbee.
So Todd, your inner child's dead. What did you think of this?
I don't think my inner child ever leaves alive, but I do like this. Growing up, I kind of preferred, I want to say Body Slam, which I haven't watched in years either. But I always had fun with this one. Like you said, the tone's right. It is more slapsticky, and it's just fun. It is. It's just, if you want to like a, well, we know Dan doesn't. If you want something that's about the pro wrestling business, this isn't for you. It doesn't expose it, so you're okay.
I'm not complaining about this movie. This is a comedy. No, if they had Skull Crusher coming out there, and it's like, all right, down. You duck your chin. You know, then
that would make more sense in the movie because they're treating the sport like it's real. So I don't want to use the word real, like it's not predetermined.
God damn it, Todd.
That's like watching the making of Michael Jackson's Thriller and everyone's acting like he's really a werewolf.
Werecat. Nerd.
Dan is, I think I like broke him. He doesn't even know what to say.
He's flustered.
I can't even watch the video the same way anymore because when I saw the behind the scenes stuff, I saw him without the werewolf makeup. It's not the same anymore.
Is that popcorn he's eating even real?
And it's like vegan popcorn. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Those extra children's tears were real. But, anyways. The poodle in the lucha mask was probably the funniest. That was my favorite.
That's also Dan's nickname for when he's wearing a condom.
Oh, Lord.
Is this just like a promo on me?
Is your penis also hyperallergenic?
Damn.
We don't get to do this on Aussie show, so I'm getting it out now.
I crazy did.
Don't usually hear from Todd is I'm getting it out.
I did look up lucha masks for dogs and I haven't found anything yet, but I am going to get that. So you're going to get a profile picture on Facebook of me.
Sure, what are your cat's name again?
That's made for condoms.
Huh?
What's your cat's
Troy,
name?
Troy, and the inferior sci-fi one is Leia.
Yeah, see, he doesn't want to say that.
The inferior, that's insensitive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
is it a black cat? Absolutely. Is that what you're saying?
Oh.
They're both gray. They're sisters. And yes, Leia has this to eat grass and doesn't get pet as much, but that's okay. You know.
You make you wear a gold bikini, Dan?
That's messed up.
You sit there naked.
No, that's messed up. That's fucked up.
For the cat, yeah. Fox.
No, it's fucked up. He looks for lucha masks for cats, not golden bikinis. Get it right.
For dogs. You can't cats.
Or
not
for dogs.
Tolerate
sorry. He prefers his dogs to stay bare. But when it comes to the face, they gotta cover up.
So the bikini's his then?
No, the bikinis are too much. They cover up. He doesn't want anything covered up.
You gotta find like for six nipples, so it's a whole thing.
It's okay. A thing. Huge thing.
Is it?
You gotta find some guy that's from the Czech Republic, and then even he looks at you weird. I've had to make some connections happen. I don't like it associating with these people. That's why I'm happy.
These people
3,000 miles away.
That's racist.
How was a joke alluding about you fucking dogs racist?
Oh, you said you people. Adventure.
Alluding to the types of people that fuck dogs.
Well, that's still offensive, goddammit. Maybe there's some good dog fuckers out there. You know,
oh, is there?
The sirens are out right now.
Dan, you know what? I can't wait to bullshit your household here
right now.
You're
a dog fucker. Nobody's going to care about your feelings.
Maybe they're out there. I don't know. I'm just saying. Are we going to talk about this goddamn movie? Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, we were.
I want to know
about talking about getting a lucha mask for a dog for your own dog.
There, was there not a dog with a lucha mask on?
There goes spoiler Dan.
So shut up,
he's
Todd
on the loose.
Todd, I hope somebody decapitates you. I hope they tie you in the ropes and fucking Kruger can do it. Kruger, come back. Just one night only. You don't, just to kick Todd's fucking head off.
And Rey Mysterio him in between the ropes? No.
That's the 187. But but yeah. No. He shuts the fuck up.
Thinking. I can see it.
Well, no, I was thinking if like he eats after midnight, it's what causes him to have these thoughts of looking up lucha masks for his dog.
I'm more concerned about his dog fucking searches.
I think that's also associated with eating after midnight. Dan, I'd also strongly recommend stop taking showers.
That's messed up.
We can't get you wet.
That's messed up. I don't know.
I'm not gonna... you multiply. What do you want?
I'm not going to cast Ozzy in Grunt 2 now. We're going to get Ogero for that. But
go for it. Have fun.
All right. Who wants to say something about the fucking movie? Jesus.
Oh, Dan, so what's the change?
I said I loved it. What else do you want?
Well, are you not going
to... Need it, Dan.
That's you didn't give your opinion of it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'll give my opinion. I enjoy this one quite a bit. I will say also I think I prefer Body Slam. But I'm not sure. It's been so long since I've watched that. And I'm hoping maybe it'll be coming from somebody. I'm a little disappointed that Phil Fondacaro wasn't in the wrestling, the one wrestling scene. I think he would have had no problem winning that.
You and your special interest groups, you gotta always get on their shit lists.
Yeah, this one's fun. I don't know how it would play if you're not a wrestling fan, though. I think it's safe to say if you have no interest in wrestling, you may not get a whole lot out of this. And I don't care. You can shame me all you want. You don't have a pin in a battle royal, and that has nothing
do. You can do whatever you want with the rules of wrestling. Are you unaware of this, Dan? I've seen numerous battle royals where people get pinned. Hell, half of TNA's battle royals, they used to get pinned.
Gauntlet for the gold, not a battle royal, and you only get pinned when it's down to two people. Learn your facts.
And this is the same guy who yelled nerd at us about 2 minutes into the show.
Shut up, Todd. I'm just saying, you don't get pinned. And there was one guy that didn't even go over the top rope. This isn't like a Divas Battle Royal circa 2010.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying.
But he only gets a little bothered, though, right?
Didn't we already establish, like, I mean, they called it the Georgia Wrestling Association, but most of it takes place in L.A.
All of it
does. So, I mean, that should also be another, like, hey, we're not taking ourselves seriously.
Well, then, wink. Then, like, let's just
Mickey works on
wink's not thing enough.
It's not the wrestler.
But that wasn't part of the humor.
I
don't think
for Dan to tell me that Looney Tune cartoons are bullshit because you can't just go down just when you look down.
He's still mad. He drew the hole on his wall and he just ran straight into it.
Shut up,
and then he got mad because a train came through and ran him over.
All right. Let's say you're making a movie about football. It's a comedy, whatever. But you're making a movie about football. Total comedy. And do you complain?
Is it American football or is it soccer? Like actual football?
Like real American football.
Okay, Dan, I know the point you're going into, but I wouldn't care either. So what?
So you drop the ball and you pick it up and then you call it a touchdown.
Here's the thing. If it was something like Any Given Sunday where the rules of the game actually played a part in the plot of the movie, sure, because it was a drama, it was meant to be taken seriously. But if I'm watching Necessary Roughness starring Sinbad, I don't care.
Whoa, like, whoa. Major what happened League to Scott Bakula? He's the headliner, sir. Don't leave his ass out. What,
dude, here's the thing. I mean, there's plenty of movies out there starring plenty of people. How many of them are sports movies starring Sinbad?
Well,
I'm getting my point across. When I say starring Sinbad, that should be like, oh, yeah. Nah, come on. You know, like, so excuse me. I say you Scott Bakula, somebody may be like, oh, I might check that out. That might be serious. I mean, come on.
That is Sinbad a good point.
And another good
point is credibility Sinbad went down after Enterprise, so it doesn't even matter now.
That makes sense.
That is true. Sinbad is a wrestling fan who would know that you don't get pinned in a fucking battle royal. So that's all I'm going to say.
So did that take you out of the movie, like, altogether?
Kind of, a little bit. It bothered me. But I just...
Again,
have you seen
the guy in the first
year? You think
called us all nerds.
Dan, hold on a second. Have you seen Rookie of the Year?
Like, when I was
No, not Rookie. I'm sorry. The other baseball movie, Little Big League.
Rick Moranis? I think
nope.
That's Little Giants. And that's
nope. Little awesome. Big League. I can't remember the guy who it's starring, but basically a kid inherits a baseball team and runs it, you know, as a 12-year-old and becomes a manager for that. For a kid to be a manager of a baseball team is unrealistic.
Just not wouldn't necessarily. Happen. It would happen one day for a Make-A-Wish.
Like for a couple hours.
There you go. But, Connor the Crusher, man.
A 12-year-old would not be able to actually run a team. That wouldn't happen.
What if it's like a Dookie Howser kind of genius?
You're introduced in a world where it does, where it happens, you're just like, all right, we're going along for the ride. At least I'll be out an hour and a half.
People don't get fucking pinned in Battle Royal. It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Let me ask you this.
And then he wonders why I'm a dick to him all the time.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the director said, hey, I think it would be funny if we disregard the rules of a battle royal? Do you think it was intended to be funny that you're getting pinned in a fucking battle royal? Let me ask you that.
I think they didn't care. Because here's the thing. When you're filming, this is a okay. Listen, this is a movie that's supposed to appeal to more than just wrestling fans, right?
No, I don't think so. I think this was really meant more for wrestling
fans. I think it was supposed to appeal to everyone, but it didn't.
Okay, thank you, Todd. But my point is that they're making a movie that's supposed to appeal to something more than just wrestling fans, and they have a dramatic moment where a battle ensues to have somebody exiting the scene the same way can get boring and repetitive. So different ways spiced it up.
It's weird.
To attract the person who doesn't watch wrestling.
It's weird how he can suspend his disbelief for all of the stupid shit WWE does, but he has a problem with someone get pinned and get in the battle royal.
They're coming back,
in
Todd.
A movie.
Oh, are we on the up cycle where it's about to get good?
It's coming back.
Did you get pinned in a fucking battle royal? I'm telling you, it doesn't. It just bothers.
He's digging his feet in. Okay,
I know.
I'm sticking to it.
Stand your ground, Dan.
He's getting that R strength.
I'm sticking to it. I don't care what anybody says. You know what? I would like you to ask Kruger later what he thinks about getting pinned in a battle royal.
Okay, so the fact that I apologize. Turn your program off right now if you do not want to have this spoiled, but
I got a graphic if you give me a second. Jeez, Ozzy.
Ozzy's about to snap, I'm waiting for it. Go get him.
Okay, and if you're listening, it's about to be spoilers. Spoiler time, check
we
out.
Good?
Come back after you watch it. Spoiler.
Well, should we give it a
we good?
Star
oh, yeah, we
rating?
Give it a rating. We should give it a rating first. I'm a 4.5.
I'll go 4.
I'd go 4.
I'm a very generous 3, considering there's okay.
Yeah. Now we're going to spoilers.
Okay.
Okay.
How can you be... Okay, are we good? How can you be upset that, oh, they called an arm drag a body slammer? Oh, you don't get pinned in a battle royal. Someone who's decapitated doesn't remain champion!
Maybe he's a supernatural character, like a Bray Wyatt. Maybe he is.
No, you can't have it both ways.
Undertaker's the dead man.
Then exactly proving the point that
Was Matt Hardy not just drowned and came back to life? You can be decapitated. Lucha Underground.
I just to throw it again.
Lucha Underground, you fight for a magic medallion. Come on.
What if a magic medallion grants battle royals, people can be pinned or submitted or go through the middle rope?
Here's the thing. You can come back from the dead, but you still got to pin a motherfucker.
Here's the thing, Dan. How's Lucha Underground doing these days?
Well, they're gone, but AEW still does it. WWE still does it. Thematic wrestling. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a fan. I'm just saying. You could come back from the dead, but you still got to pin that son of a bitch. 1, 2, 3. Shoulders to the mat. Battle Royal. Over the top.
And he hasn't defended his title in 6 years. 6 years. Not 5 years. Not 4 years.
Hey,
not three. Not two. Not one. Not 30 days. Not 90 days, which is the UEW rule book, states that a champion must defend his title. There's a 90-day clause in there.
Except in a pandemic.
But 6 years?
Well, there's different rules for different federations. Yes,
exactly. In this fucking federation, they can pin in a goddamn battle royal.
No, you cannot. That is the basics of wrestling.
No.
That's politics, how often you got to defend a belt. That just depends. Hogan didn't defend it every 30 days, and there was a rule of that in WCW.
Oh, Hogan went 6 years without defending it.
Not 6 years, but I'm just saying. There's not a set.
He went 5 years without defending it.
Ozzy, I'm just saying it's a comedy. Why are you taking this so seriously that it was 6 years? It's a pinfall. You still have to pin. 1, 2, 3.
How?
Again, why my level of dickness is where it's at.
I'm having a great time, guys. This is amazing.
1, 2, 3. So is this your favorite wrestling movie? What do you think about Ready to Rumble? Because we got to do that one next.
Ooh, this isn't real life.
You know what happens in Ready to Rumble? Just saying. Body slam?
I know Dan was so happy when David Arquette won the world title because,
I'm not going to lie. I was, but I hated WCW at the time, so.
I defended it. It made sense, the reason that they did it.
You know what? You may not like it, but he pinned the shoulders to the mat. 1, 2, 3.
Then how do you feel about Russo then? Yeah, I'm switching it. Russo is world champion.
Well, I was very bad booking, but you still get a pinfall.
You did not, you stupid motherfucker. Yeah. It was the third person to exit the cage.
Yeah.
And he got speared through the cage.
Yeah.
In a cage match, yes, you got to escape. But they called it a goddamn battle royal. That's not a fucking battle royal. If they said a cage match, sure. Motherfucker could have just dove out.
Dan doesn't. Yeah, he just. Planet Dan, we got to move on or we're going to make ourselves crazy.
I'm having a blast.
You're not going to win that. I mean, you got to get a helmet strap in and.
That's offensive, sir. But all right. Well, I'm just saying. I think I won.
Me.
I clearly won this.
And that's the thing.
Clearly.
You pinned somebody.
Okay.
You can come back from the dead. You can
in such a way as to allow easy and accurate perception or interpretation.
There you go. 1, 2, 3. I win. So
you know what? When UEW comes back, I'm just saying.
if you want to hurt the integrity of the wrestling business, by having pinfalls in a battle royal, I'm just saying. Kruger, pinfalls in a battle royal. Please come on and say that's bullshit.
Kruger needs to be the one who does the pinfall in a battle royal.
it doesn't make sense. That's not a battle royal then. Call it something new. Just call it the...
You understand the fucking... a battle royal is a made-up name that they made up, so it doesn't matter what it is. That's like getting mad in the Royal Rumble.
For decades.
Exactly. And that's like getting mad in the Royal Rumble that they changed the rules and they came out one at a time.
I know, Dan. And by the way, why do they even have to specify an over-the-top rope battle royal? If all battle royals are all supposed to be over-the-top rope, why do they need to specify it?
You know.
You know, everybody knows you go over-the-top rope. It's a battle royal.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Jesus Christ.
Well, anyways, patreon.com/fleshmanfeatures for new and exclusive footage.
I don't know. It's a hard sell to ask people for money after hearing that.
Oh, I mean, know. I'm sure they please, all know that.
Please, Anthony.
Hold on. Shut the fuck up.
I'm in the right.
Yes, you read right. You can now pin your opponent in a battle royal to eliminate them from the fray. The Observer was quoted saying, what was notable is that was, wait, listen very closely, Dan. What was notable is that this was a pinfall and over-the-top rope elimination battle royals like the original California and Hawaii battle royal of the 60s and 70s. Oh, my God. You can pin someone in a battle royal. Oh, my God.
I don't care who wrote that on Wikipedia. Anybody can change that shit. Battle royals over the top.
He said the Observer.
Well, what does Meltzer know? He doesn't know anything.
What does Meltzer know?
It's not how a battle royal works.
So
just because some.
So Dan's, I can't say it because I already let it slip once, but he's riding the short bus.
Chilling it all.
Well, I may be right.
On that note, I think there was no better way. To fucking end
well,
the
I was
show.
Doing some promotion, sir.
Oh, shut up, Dan. Ozzy, you know what to tell him to follow? You do it.
Yeah, you can follow the Patreon. You follow Blog Talk Radio, obviously, Facebook, Twitter. We're all on there. And then we'll be back next time. Obviously, follow the Facebook page. Like, comment, subscribe, share the shit out of this. And, like, seriously, people need to hear this bullshit of this guy taking this movie too seriously.
Clearly.
This
clearly. Clearly.
Yeah, this would.
I think I would have sold that better, but okay, that works. I mean, you know,
he's a winner.
Okay, you know what, Dan?
I don't know where my bottle is. I can't throw anything.
Do it again.
All right, so I would welcome everybody. Ozzy already promoted it to go back and watch the Battle Royal and tell me who gets banned in a fucking Battle Royal.